I'm Gene Ryan, along with Brent Stevens. Bombshell: a group of women decided to take on Fox News head Roger Ailes and the toxic atmosphere he presided over at the Fox News Channel Network. This is a story ripped from the headlines.
Full of amazing actors.
We've got Charlize Theron plays Megyn Kelly. Nicole Kidman is Gretchen Carlson. These are real people. Margot Robbie is sort of a composite. They portray some of the women of Fox News. There was always a certain look that Fox liked from their female anchors.
Yeah, I think that comes from Roger Ailes. It's very, very clear in the film.
And again, this has a lot to do with sexual harassment. And in this age of Harvey Weinstein and the Me Too movement, this is the network that let Bill O'Reilly go. Some may be glad to see this real life issue come to life. You're going to also hear chants of fake news, I'm sure.
Roger Ailes was a pretty reprehensible human being in a lot of ways. One of the lines that he says to the women is, if you want to play with the big boys, you got to lay with the big boys. What's amazing about John Lithgow playing Roger Ailes, he even finds a place of vulnerability. You kind of understand where Roger Ailes is coming from. And like many bullies, right, it's not a place of strength, it's a place of weakness.
And Roger Ailes was a political player, I think, going back to the Nixon administration.
Yeah.
He definitely had a political edge. Malcolm McDowell is Rupert Murdoch. Jay Roach is the director. He also directed Trumbo in the first Austin Powers movie.
He also did the movie about Sarah Palin, Game Change.
Bombshell is bound to stir up some people, both supporters and detractors of Fox News, for example, and some of the incidents portrayed. You think this movie might start some kind of a dialogue?
I mean, here's the thing. If you love Fox News, you're not going to find a friendly film here. But I will say this. It's not about bashing Fox News. It's really about the humanity of these women standing up to power. And even there, you sort of see some of their complicity in this. I'm not doing a blame the victim thing at all. One of the first scenes is the fourth wall gets dropped and she addresses us. Some of her sort of flaws come out in that, and it's a very interesting portrayal.
Charlize Theron does quite a good job with Megyn Kelly, even sort of gets her delivery down.
They look alike. They use prosthetics to make her look even more like Megyn Kelly. And her voice work, if you close your eyes, she sounds like Megyn Kelly.